Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about 2024 in terms of what it would mean to the country if the ANC drops below 50%. Will we be entering into a political landscape of coalitions, and what would that likely look like here in South Africa? We wanted to get an expert in to chat about this. Sandile Swane, he's a political analyst. What does the future of South Africa's coalition look like? Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Jolly good. I hope you're all right.
I am. I am indeed. So it's so interesting because we're still in 2022, but we are definitely ramping up this conversation.
Yes, it has to be ramped up. You must remember that as we discuss this, the voters distribute the votes according to their wishes. So if nobody gets 50 plus one, then it means that our voters want to eat a salad, not just a porridge. You know, the ANC and the National Party gave us a dish where the only thing on their plate was that porridge of the National Party followed by the porridge of the ANC. The voters are saying, no, we want a colorful plate. We want to be governed by people who have different views and different interests at the same time. And South Africa, since 1948, if we're to truncate our history, has not actually been a nation where the government works for all the people. It has just been a disaster of one party government from 1948 until today, and it has failed.
The fact, though, that the difference is quite significant, because there's a whole difference in attitude when you're the governing party or political party to when you're sharing power. And if we look at the different municipalities almost as a microcosm for the country, it's very clearly not going to be simple and easy for people to shift from a dominant party to coalitions.
Yes, there are two sides to that story. Your comment is relevant. One, the people who have been running a dominant party, like the ANC, for instance, in South Africa as a whole, and the DA in the Western Cape and in some municipalities, still approach coalitions as if now the political parties are electing them as the majority party. In other words, if we are coming to you to form a coalition, you are then saying, now we as the other parties are coming to elect you to do this thing that the voters did not do, so that you get what the voters did not give you. So the idea of a political salad is still a problem in South Africa. And what it needs is a new spirit, new types of thinkers who have a spirit of humility, a spirit that accepts that not all wisdom lives in one political party. And that actually some of the best brains and most competent people are in the other parties, not even in the two dominant parties. So those are some of the new ideas and fresh ideas of having a patient and collaborative leadership to start to emerge in South Africa, so that the voters can actually get what they ordered. And they are ordering a salad, not one colored plate that is just white with porridge only.
So continuing your metaphor, I'm fascinated. I heard or I read the other day that, in fact, in other parts of the world, often the more successful coalitions are when very diverse parties get together, rather than what instinct would tell us is that all parties that kind of think very similarly, all far right, all far left, all centrist, whatever that would be, people get together. But yet somehow there's a lot of success in diverse parties. What have you seen in your experience?
Actually, this is a hot topic, and William Gumede has already done a survey of Africa to say, actually, the most successful nation, Mauritius, in Africa,
right.
has been the one that has been run by a coalition from the start. And when you look even in Europe, the likes of Merkel, the people of Germany, that some people don't realize that Merkel came from East Germany in the communist bloc.
Right.
Where people would have thought that the people who dominate Germany would have been coming from the West
sure.
Germany, so
yeah.
on. So the skill to be able to bring together what many would have seen as totally 100% opposite sides of the coin, and bring them together and bring best talent to the table. Because you see, there is something else that, you know, when Gaetan McKenzie was campaigning, and I said, you know, there's a problem with how this guy speaks. Because what you need to be speaking about is the mandate that is in the Constitution. A municipality has got a mandate in the Constitution. Every sphere of government has got a mandate. And we need a competent person to execute that mandate. Whether that mandate is water, hospitals, or whatever. So, and that doesn't matter if you are a communist or you are a social democrat or a liberal or whatever you are. Can you get the water to flow? Can you get the injections into the people? Can you get the students to learn and pass? Those are the types of things that, what is pragmatism? That is there. And all of us can only benefit when we are exposed to women, the views of women, and the views of the youth, the views of communists, the views of liberals. There is no space now for you to be a monolithic, homogeneous entity. This concept of homogeneity is actually unworkable.
It's so interesting because that is one of the, excuse me, ultimate battles that we face. Even on, if you look at social media, where we all want everybody to share our view, we're petrified of other views. And what you're saying is you translate that into a political environment, and it actually becomes a plate of all uninteresting or all the same, versus looking at the plate, if we continue your metaphor, to look to have a plate full of different colors and different tastes and different textures. I think that is a really, really great way of looking at it. That's where we leave it. Sandile Swane, who is a political analyst, talking to us about coalitions. What do you think? 34519 or 0618951019. Would you feel safer with a coalition of like-minded people that, or parties that conform to your approach? Or do you think that a diverse group would be better? 8:57, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.